I'm going to talk about a new angle on the AI trend you've been seeing lately. If you're rushing getting a new iPhone 16, a Google Pixel 9, a Windows Copilot computer, take a deep breath and pause for a moment. You need to understand a completely new and horrible paradigm that will define your use of these devices from here on. It's all tied to the new AI. Apple Intelligence, Windows Copilot, Google Gemini. Your phone or computer will become your personal friend. It will learn your thoughts, habits, preferences, belief systems, politics. It will be your personal assistant and new robot companion. It will be watching you and be listening to your conversations. But this will have consequences I'm sure you haven't even thought about. Trust me on this. This change will be as big as the introduction of social media. The implications of this affect both privacy, security, and mass surveillance. As someone with a solid understanding of tech and tech trends, I can see what is coming and it really scares me. Here are some of its future effects. Concepts that many of you are using avidly today, like end-to-end encrypted apps and other means of private communications, are now going to be tainted concepts since there's really not going to be any foolproof privacy solutions moving forward. There will really be no way to hide what you're thinking from your government or even from big tech, and this will be an extremely effective tool of control. I'm sure intelligence agencies can see this coming and are likely excited at the possibilities that will be available to them. Hackers will have a new target that will be more lucrative than ever. This will be an assault on our privacy and security in a big way. Are you ready for this? If you want to understand what this is all about, stay right there. The technology I'll be describing is built into the capability of all the new devices that have AI, which pretty much includes all the new devices from Apple, Microsoft, and Google. First, let me explain the elements to what is going to be happening that you should be aware of. We'll go through this step by step. For this new trend to begin, it will require each of you to become dependent on your AI-equipped device and get so attached to it that you start putting in all your life's activities in it. The marketing hype is extraordinary, but the reasoning given for you to buy these new devices is almost tangential at best. Use Apple Intelligence so you have better photos. Windows Recall is for you to remember what you did before on Microsoft Windows. I mean, seriously, these are just shallow points. And I'll be honest with you, at least the Apple punchline is believable to most people. But Windows remembering what I did on the computer? Did I ever think to ask for that? Is this a solution looking for a problem? Do I really care that it knows what I did 6 months ago? Isn't there such a thing called a backup? You see, the logic behind Windows and Apple selling these as advantages of AI belie the real truth about what they're trying to do. The problem is that they can't do AI as they envision yet. The device needs time to get to know you. So a year or more from now, they can actually tout the real selling point of an AI being a personal assistant and friendly companion. On Windows, the feature called Windows Recall will begin by taking screenshots of what you're doing every few seconds. This in itself is such a disgusting concept to anyone understanding privacy. But they go so much deeper, like doing keylogging, meaning capturing keystrokes. I don't know what can be more invasive than this. To any computer literate person, the idea of keylogging is about the worst malware concept you can imagine. A record of keystroke means a record of every conversation, every password, every secret. This alone can override any encrypted app. Just imagine a computer like this in the hands of the President of the United States doing keylogging and Windows Recall. And then imagine someone getting access to that information. Zuck! On your phone, it is similar. Apple capturing information about every media received or sent from your device. Or using its sensors to find what you're doing at any given moment. IR sensors detecting what you're doing near your phone. Cameras going on automatically, looking at your eye movements. Locations being tracked within inches 24/7. Other devices nearby being tracked, so a full surveillance of all the people near you are recorded. The iPhone microphone is always on now. The phone is always listening. The marketing term is vocal shortcuts, meaning it can activate commands without a physical trigger, like touching a button. This also means it can listen to all conversations so the AI can transcribe their content. Beyond just your personal data, the AI can record patterns of your life. When you sleep, when you wake up, when you're with others, what you talk about, what you write about, what supplies your entertainment, what work you do. Every type of motion captured by gyro sensors. You can use your imagination to process this further. Your device will serve as a recorder. It will record every aspect of your life. This is why they can't sell this concept yet, because it has to start recording, and the devices are new, so they will start from scratch. These devices will start understanding you when you first upload your photos. The first step is media scanning. The idea of sensor scanning will take time, sensing keystrokes and mouse clicks and screen taps and screen captures and listening to your conversations require a lot of historical data. So this part will build up. Now, the other interesting part of how data is recorded on your device is that you don't control this. You can't say, for example, to delete the events that happened last weekend or a month ago. If the device records it, then it is there indelibly tracked unless you destroy your device, which some of you would likely have to do. So you will begin thinking, this is impossible. That is so much data. The device will run out of space. No one will do this. It is unrealistic. And that introduces the next element into the equation, and that is the AI. You see, the data will not be stored in its raw form. The AI will introduce efficiency in its storage because it knows the information it needs. We now have evidence of the approach that will be taken from what Apple and Microsoft have already done. Both Apple and Microsoft uses the AI to analyze what it sees on screen and performs an analysis of the content. I've duplicated a program to show you the technology of how this is done in a recent video on AI. So there's no doubt that this is being done. Knowing you doesn't require storing historical media. Instead, the summary of what it's seeing is being recorded as text. It's basically like a court transcriber describing what it sees and senses. The textual information it describes you will be understood with great accuracy by the AI. Now you need to understand that you do not control this AI transcriber, so you cannot tell it to stop or pause accumulating data. It will just keep doing it by itself, or rather at the behest of big tech. In the end, the device will be your life's information vault. This is like carrying around all your money from the bank, including your 401k, as cash on your person. Sounds ultra dangerous, right? This will be a massive change to how we deal with technology today. We think of our information as distributed in many databases. The government has some information on us. Social media has information on us. Our work has information on us. Our doctor has information on us. Our private communications with people we have a relationship with knows a lot about us, and it is documented in various communications platforms. But the change is that this will all be combined, and all our data will be on the machine. Every aspect of our lives will be known to the machine. One machine. You can't stop this. Now everyone will know that your entire life is in your AI machine, just as if we were all carrying cash. Then every bad guy can accost you and steal your money, which they will know you have on your person. And this will be a lucrative little centralized nugget that will be of major importance to anyone wanting to manipulate you in some way. For hackers, for government, for anyone trying to influence you, this device will be a target. And of course, likely there will be a backup of this stored on some big tech server, so that too will be a target. This is going to be a new danger because if hacking is a risk today, hacking a phone or a computer will be ultra dangerous with these new AI devices. Why? Because they will contain so much more information. Some actually already examined what Windows was storing in Windows Recall and saw the text summaries of the screenshot images. And these big tech companies are too quick to centralize the risk of data to single devices without the accompanying insurance that your data will be safe. Like I said, if someone hacked into the Windows computer of the President of the United States, you'd see everything. Everything. Now apply that to every person on Earth. We have risk now with computers, but the hacking risk will have geometrically grown in significance. The governments of the world were all against the idea of the common man having private conversations. Today, you can use apps like Signal, WhatsApp, Telegram, and others to supposedly have secret conversations. The feature of technology that allows this is called end-to-end encryption. This means that only the parties at each end can read the content. No one in the middle can intercept and read the message. But with this new AI technology placed at the ends, the idea of encryption can now be put to rest as a historical footnote. If the AI can read your keystrokes and watch your screen, what can encryption do? This is something that the three-letter agencies have wanted for a long time, the capability to scan content pre-encryption. So now there is no value to encryption. The AI can spill the beans. In the United States, one of the key elements of our criminal justice system is the Fifth Amendment. And a key feature of the Fifth Amendment is the right to remain silent. This is part of the Miranda warning that every person receives when arrested by law enforcement. The problem is that when you have a device that basically is a clone of your brain that knows every element of your life and every idea, every belief, every communication, then you can say that this cancels out any method to not incriminate yourself. You see, your device is now a snitch. While you have a right to remain silent, your phone cannot be made to remain silent. Now, how is this going to be implemented with all the security locks in the machine? It's going to happen by asking the brains of the machine, the AI, to respond to its inquisitor. You see, that's the main problem. When you don't control the AI, when the AI is run by someone else can issue it a command. Let's first talk about the technical ability to control your device AI. First of all, as a programmer, there is no technical limitation to being able to issue a command to your device AI. In fact, there is continuous telemetry between your phones and computers to the OS maker of the device, Apple, Microsoft, or Google. This telemetry is constant. For example, on a battery-operated Google Android phone, removing the telemetry code, which is possible, you double the battery life. So half the battery of the phone is used up with communications between the phones and the real owner, big tech. The AI architecture of Apple Intelligence and Microsoft Copilot assumes that the machine has the TOPS, or CPU power, to handle a local AI. TOPS is a measure of the number of operations the device can do, tera operations per second. So the new machines have built-in accelerators for the specific purpose of powering AI, such as the new NPU chips found on these devices. But inasmuch as the basic operations of the AI can occur on the machine, the local AI knows to talk to the big AI, which are huge servers running OpenAI models, and these are in the cloud. Microsoft alone is powering the biggest of these cloud AI servers, and of course, Microsoft is now the main owner of OpenAI. Apple is similarly using the capabilities of OpenAI, and just like Microsoft, are running their own OpenAI servers. So the architecture is clear. All the new devices will have locally run AI, but these will always have a dependency to the AI servers run by big tech. As a historical fact, Apple already told us that it has the capability to have the AI examine the phone for CSAM content. In other words, they said they can scan your device content for illegal photos. Yes, to the fanboys, you were told by Apple that they suspended this project of examining the photos and reporting it to law enforcement, at least publicly. But notice how this technology was built in several years ago now, and then Apple has been quiet, while in fact the same image scanning feature is now built as a standard feature in your photo gallery to create timelines. Now the AI is examining more things on the phone with the iPhone 16, more sensors, and these sensors don't even need you to touch the phone. Now to a programmer, this should be obvious. Nothing stops a company like Apple, Google, or Microsoft from scanning whatever they want, especially if they do it in secret. And they will make sure it is difficult for us to spot this, since it will be bad press for them. If any of you were aware of the original Apple announcement about CSAM, it was supposed to be done with non-readable instructions to the AI using an obfuscation technique called hashing. So, of course, they won't let you know they're doing this. I don't need to go into a dissertation of what they might do or might not do. I'm saying that historically, it is expected that this will be done since they've been monitoring you in the past. Google, for example, records all the locations you go to, even when you think your location is turned off. They store this location history in the Google Sensor Vault database, a database they've happily shared with government. It was used, for example, to charge the 1,000 or so people in the January 6th Capitol riots close to 4 years ago now. The difference is that your location history and what you've been doing is now stored on your phone. So all that has to be done is to ask the phone, ask the robot, ask the AI. This is a dangerous time in technology because what we're doing here is providing the toolkits for full control, especially for those types who want to suppress speech, because everything we stand for will be transferred from our brain to these devices, and the normies will follow this for sure. Then we have truly opened up ourselves to manipulation. Just like the AI can find out what we believe, the AI can be told to respond a certain way, to state a truth as its creators have trained it. And this is the scenario where we don't even need a Neuralink connection to our brain. We will be willingly transferring this data to our local machine. Local machines that you will have been trained to trust as your personal assistant. And the new AI machine will be the instrument of control. Today, expect that anyone can be forced to hand over their phone for examination. This already happens at our borders and borders of other countries. The border officials can demand that you hand your phone over, and the authorities can force you to log into your phone, and someone can examine it to see if you're engaging in whatever seditious behavior they want to accuse you of. The difference is that today you have some sort of control over what information is on your phone. You can control which apps are running on it, and if need be, you can delete apps, remove photos. You have the ability to make choices. Now you can't. You see, the AI makes a constant recording of what's going on. The AI would know what you did on some app a week ago. Even if you deleted the app, it would know what you said. It would know who you talked to. Do you understand the difference here? This change means that your device is outside of your control. With Apple and Microsoft, the only solution I have is to abandon these devices. So So my friends, this is why I'm extra careful now with my choice of devices. There is still a choice today. My computers are running Linux. Linux has none of these AI snitches on board. Linux is safe. My phone is an open source phone without someone else inserting AI into it. Soon I will have the Brax 3 phone and this will be safe. I have no problem running my own AI. AI I control and not utilize AI controlled by Microsoft, Apple, or OpenAI. But no one will put an AI on my device without my knowing it. My computers will not be collecting data on everything that I do. If someone hacks my device, there will be limited consequences. For me, the phone will remain just as a phone. I will do minor things on it. Most of my computing is done on a computer, but it will definitely not be Windows. Sure, you can use Windows for work. You can let a spy on your work. Maybe your boss will have proof that you deserve a raise. But for the rest of your activities, be careful. You will pay for devices which are really owned by big tech and rented to governments. Folks, I have a platform focused on privacy and the privacy community, and it is on my app, BraxMe. We now have well over 100,000 people on there discussing privacy issues all day. Being discussed today is the new upcoming Brax 3 privacy phone, which will be opening for pre-order very soon as of the release of this video. This is an incredibly fairly priced phone that will have none of the AI spyware that will be on all new devices. On that platform, we also have a store with privacy products that will interest you if you're interested in privacy. We have Brax Virtual Phone, which allows you to have additional phone numbers for private use with no ID needed. We have Brax Mail, which is a metadata-free email service that has unlimited aliases and many domains. We have Bytes VPN, which is a service that can protect your IP address with locations worldwide. All these are found on the store on BraxMe. Join us there and participate in the community. Thank you for watching and see you next time.